Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This is a really, really, really bad idea. Incredibly bad.
Put a finger down if you went on a date tonight and he picked you up and couldn't wait to see you. And when you're driving, you're just making small talk. And then you get to the place and you go upstairs to this rooftop bar that he surprised you with. And he says, hey, why don't you go grab that table for us and I'll get a drink. I'll get our drinks. And so you do, and you're waiting for like 10 minutes. And then he comes outside and you go, hey, where's your drink? And he goes, oh, I'm actually leaving. I'm just not feeling it.
More power to him.
There's plenty of guys out there who she doesn't have to chase. They'll chase after her, but she doesn't want that. She doesn't want that.
Now, can we guess what happened? I'm going to assume she didn't look like what she looks like online when he saw her in person. Or she was just so obnoxious and annoying for us, her personality, that he just said F it, middle of the day. You know what I mean? He had standards. Or maybe she said she was into tarot cards or something and he's just like, nah, I'm cool. It's definitely something she did or it's the way she looked. I mean, right? What else could it be? I'm going to go with something she said. I'm just going to go with her personality.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
I just think it's super fucked up how you can spend 37 years in my case.
Yikes.
Getting through toxic relationships, recover from codependency, do all the therapy, find that love, that self-love, get in a good relationship, a healthy relationship with a man that adores you and gives you everything that you ever wanted.
Feel sorry for that guy.
And then it's, like, unfulfilling.
And when she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
Exactly. Toxicity is the only thing that fulfills you. Like, seriously. I already knew when you said, oh, I found a guy who loves me and adores me. I'm like, oh, that guy's in for a rude awakening. The double nose rings didn't give it away that this isn't a woman you take serious. I don't know what to tell her. Do I tell her to go back to her toxic relationships? No, because they're toxic and they're going to hurt her. Do I tell her to try to figure out how to make it work with a good guy? No, because she never will be able to do it. And a bunch of good guys are going to get their lives ruined. Here's my advice. Stop dating. You know, relationships aren't for everyone. Focus on something else, please. The only problem with that solution is she needs somebody to help her pay her bills for a lifetime.
Oh, well, oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well.
Get with one of your girlfriends. I'm sure you got a bunch of single girlfriends. Y'all could get together and live in a house together and take care of each other. Do that.
Life is stable because things are calm now. There's no chaos.
You love chaos.
Like, this is what I've wanted. This is what I was working so hard for. But this thing that's considered normal, it's not normal for me.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
So I either live toxic as fuck.
Yep, that's what
so I can be in those high highs and the low lows because those high highs just felt so good, right? Or I live this stable life that I've always wanted where it's just coasting.
Boring.
And I feel unfulfilled.
Any other stupid questions?
Yeah, because it's boring to you because your brain is fucked up. I want to make this very clear too. The toxic Tyrones that she's been dating for, dang, she's 37. So she's been dating toxic Tyrones for 20 years. But if one of those toxic Tyrones did turn a new leaf and start acting right, this would have been the same result. They're dogs chasing cars. Once they get the car, they don't know what to do with it. They get bored in 3 seconds and go find something else to chase.
No, you made a big mess. Bad girl, you stay outside, okay?
It's that simple. So they don't actually want Tyrone to start acting right. That's basically what she's saying right here. I don't want the toxic guys to act right. Even though I've been crying for 20 years for them to act right.
Okay, so I really want to just understand one thing about guys that I feel like women don't do generally, okay? I just want to understand, when you meet a girl that you could see long-term potential with, but you're at a point in life where you just, like, want to have fun, you don't feel ready for a relationship, or you don't feel like you're financially stable enough, or, I don't know, you're not capable of being in a relationship.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
It's all bogus. It's all what All Night Mike says to keep you on the leash. I want to keep boinking you, but I don't want to deal with all the problems that come with actually being your boyfriend and committing to you. I want to keep getting all the benefits with none of the downsides. So I'm going to tell you, I'm just having fun in my life right now. I'm going to tell you I'm not financially stable. It's all bologna. I didn't even need you to finish to get to the answer.
You're a good man.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really. No.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Whatever reason, which I'm not saying is wrong. How do you go about dealing with the good girls? Okay, do you just leave them alone?
No.
Or, like, do you keep them for later? Or do you act like you don't like them just to not give them any ideas? I really just want to understand this.
You don't really want to know.
Because I feel like when girls like guys and see long-term potential with guys, they're going to try. Or if they're being rejected, then they'll probably just have to block you, you know, to get over it. Like, I don't feel like girls can be platonic with someone that they could see themselves being in love with or would like to be in love with, or maybe they're already in love with you.
I mean,
because the more you try to prove it to her, the more she's going to suck you in to destroy you.
Who taught you how to put on makeup? I think that might play a part in why you're not succeeding with the guys you want to succeed with. There's plenty of tutorials online to figure out how to put on makeup properly. Because this ain't it, hon. You look ridiculous.
If women found out that men found clown noses desirable, Gucci and Louis Vuitton would be sold out in 6 months of clown noses. And sell the motherfuckers for $500 a piece. And you think I'm joking? I'm dead serious.
Instead of making it with one of the guys who she know like her for real and see potential in her and want to be with her, she would rather make TikToks like this about the guys who make it very clear they don't want to be with her.
This is just something I really want to get. Because I understand how you guys deal with casual relationships, but when it's someone that you see long-term potential with, how do you ignore the good ones?
Men do not like us. Be alone. That's really the only other option. Just be alone, look in the mirror, sit with yourself, cry, have an ego death, and write a fucking book or something.
Good men do finish last. And I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
When a woman finally meets a good man after being neglected, taken for granted,
yikes,
torn down,
baggage,
you name it.
Yeah.
All these bad men.
Mm-hmm.
She finally meets a good man.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand what she's done to deserve this kind of love.
Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing.
You think somebody gonna hand you something for nothing? You're wrong.
You all are ignorant.
You all are insignificant. You mean nothing.
Right. She's like, I don't deserve this kind of love because I've been a piece of dealing with piece of men because like attracts like. See, these ran through women know that they don't deserve a good man. Because they're not a good woman. And that's why they end up sabotaging it at some point. How many nose rings is that? Is that 3 now? Or wait, is that 3 on the right side? And 1 on the left side? 3 hoops and 1 ball? Oh my goodness. Men really do ignore red flags.
Met her in the face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Met her in the face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles.
And when a woman is in that state of mind, She is constantly looking for red flags. And when she finds one, even a small red flag, she will cling to it and mentally check out of the relationship.
I am learning that I need somebody who can, for the lack of better words, put me in my place.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Put me in my place. Yeah. That's exactly
it. He needs to have very strong boundaries.
Yes.
Because I find a lot of Western men don't have strong boundaries.
Yes.
So it's just like, whatever you say goes. And I can't have that because I know myself, I will lose respect for you if you can't say no to me.
Because she can't live up to human decency. She's like, oh man, human decency here? I can't exist around here. Gotta go. Seriously, that's too much pressure for her to have to be a good person when she never had to be one for 10, 15, 20 years. She doesn't know how to be one. So she got to get out of there before you realize she doesn't know how to be one.
And the man doesn't even know it. And this is where a good man does what good men do.
No.
They will continue to fight
no.
and give grace
Don't
and
do
time.
It.
Hell no!
Thinking that she will come around
she won't.
Because he has no idea that she has already mentally checked out of that relationship.
Never fight. If a woman's showing signs she want to go or, you know, she trying to nitpick every little thing you do, please let her go. It's never going to get better. And the more you fight, the less she'll respect you. Like, why is this punk fighting for me? I'm garbage.
Nothing but garbage.
I've been rolling around with garbage for 20 years. Does he not see I'm garbage? Man, he's a weak bitch. That's what she thinks when you're fighting and fighting and fighting. I'll go to counseling. I'll do this. I'll work less, baby, anything. Just don't leave me. She's respecting you less and less and less and less. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. She's getting more repulsed every new method you try to keep her.
And trust me when I say that no good man would willingly choose to stay and fight for a relationship where he is not wanted. Therefore, good men do finish last because they are constantly punished for all of the bad men in a woman's past.
I told you that bitch crazy.
Right, and that's why you never take a woman serious after 25. She's nothing but, you know, somebody to hang out with casually from time to time after 25. No marriage, no kids, we ain't moving in together ever. Come through 2 or 3 times a week, we kick it. And once you start tripping, you off the roster. Pay attention to the type of guys that women dated their whole lives. That's going to tell you if you should mess with them or not. If she messed with bad boys her whole life and you're not a bad boy, you should know what it is. It's that simple.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.